Why, hello, everyone. Guess what? It's Monday when this was recorded. I doubt you listened to it on Monday, though. Today's August 28th. It's time to do a podcast. I'm in a great mood. It's been a fantastic weekend. Personal reasons, I'll share with everyone later. Anyway, let's get to the news. So there's so much going on, and I see some things in the news that I just had to mention. So let's roll. It's raining. We could go on a global warming jag forever. I'm sure that has something to do with storms that don't move and are warm. That sucks that you're seeing massive flooding. That sucks. We'll talk about how to rebuild later because it's going to go on for days. Let's move on to more pertinent issues. Currently, hey, that guy in the White House, the guy in the White House that's nuts. He's nuts, but he's nuts for a reason. And we need to talk about why he does the things he does. Sometimes they make sense if you kind of look at them from a perspective of who does control him. Does he control himself? Is Trump truly independent to the point where he can, like, he decides he wakes up one morning, rolls his belly out of bed and says, "Goddamn transgenders, I can't stand them. I got to get him out of the military." Is that really what's going through his head? As someone who's performed and acted, I don't think he has anything against gays or transgenders or anything. I equated the two there. I shouldn't even do that. They're different people, different strokes for all types of different folks. I don't think he hates them. I think that these things that he does, and I'll start naming a few of them, but we'll start with the transgender ban in the military, are not done for any reason. He's being told to do them. He's being told to do them by, if you roll it all the way back up, it goes back to Putin. There's a guy who's trying to take over the world, and his name's Vladimir Putin. And he's a smart dude. And he's got power over the largest landmass country in the world. And it's natural resources. He's strong-armed the natural resources of an entire country into his own bank account and runs his own bank, which we sanction because it's his own rubles that he makes out of nothing. He controls our president. And when I say controls, our president owes him a ton of money, owes him his entire livelihood and business. Trump can't get a loan in the world other than from Putin because Putin wanted something from him. And Putin's making the money out of thin air. So this happened, and we have a Putin puppet in the White House right now. And everyone's starting to realize it. So let's get back to the transgender ban. Why on earth would you say that we're banning all transgenders or something? Well, it's a nothing issue. People are people, and they're already serving. So the military doesn't want to touch this because it's fine. It is what it is. People are people. And if you break the law, no matter what your sexual orientation or how you present yourself, if you break laws and break protocol, you get punished. Subpoenaed. You get punished. And it doesn't matter what you are, how you dress, or which bathroom you use. Now, let's just go with that. That's fine. That seems like a healthy way to handle it. People are people. So why is he doing this? What, and here's how I look at it. What does Putin have to gain by telling Trump to do this? And the answer is, Putin, if you're trying to take over the world, which is what he's trying to do, it's what everyone's goal is, right? It's pinky in the brain, man. What are we going to do today? We're going to take over the world. We are. And I didn't say the phrase exactly right. I think it's pinky we're going to take over. Yeah, Putin wants it, and he's getting close. He's getting closer than anybody in a long time. And because he's got control over Trump and he does things like this, what do you have to do to take over the world? If you can't, what do you do to your largest enemies, your most worthy adversaries? How do you beat them? Well, you start by weakening them. You weaken them. And you weaken them by all this discord. Right now he's attempting to weaken us, weaken the country, weaken our natural resources, put people in charge of the major agencies that he wants because the president appoints many of them. So anyone Trump nominates, you know, if they had any hand in it, probably has been is it going to be a person that we don't want? It's going to be a person that's going to be loyal to Trump and essentially to Putin. So the transgender thing is, let's weaken the military. What can we do? What does the president have power to do that can weaken his own military? Well, let's create discord by having a true self-identity crisis about what kind of people are allowed to be Americans. Let's start with that. And it's funny. It's funny. I always use funny as a term. It's not funny. And then I go to ironic. Let's start going with a different word here. It is serendipitous, maybe. It's nuts that the alignment of this let's question identity of people in the military with a transgender ban, that aligns with a subset of people in our country who are racist, homophobic, all this, very sheltered and not accepting of things that they have not, that they do not see on a daily basis, like sheltered from seeing weird people. And I'm calling you weird. And yeah, I know that goes for everybody. LGBTQYD, I don't know, every letter. Everybody's a little weird. But yeah, you walk around Ventura Boulevard, you walk around somewhere out in LA, and you're going to see a guy wearing a green skirt. It's just going to happen. And you got to learn, all right, this guy's who he is, and I'll give him a dollar. And you can't say he can't serve in the military. Of course, he's going to have to pass basic training, and he's going to have to take off that skirt at some point and put on some camo. But that's life. Now, when you see it and you are learn to be accepting of it, you aren't nuts like this, and you don't support people who are like, yeah, kick them transgenders out of military. Get him out. I don't want them serving. I don't want to be in a foxhole with no T-gendery, right? That's the logic there, I guess. The logic for it's weird that aligns with this small, I'm going to say small, group of people who are intolerant of others and potentially violent and definitely vote with it, or are just drones for listening to this nonsense coming out of the president. I was watching the Young Turks today. I love what the Young Turks are doing as a media outlet. They've got some investment. They have a user base, and they are talking. Cenk Uygur, who's really the heart of the Young Turks, he does his research. He knows what he's talking about. He's spot on with the issues, and he's unfiltered and is not told what to say. And that's exactly what we need right now. I'd love to see that media organization thriving, which I believe it is, with like at least a $20 million investment I heard recently. And they support causes that are really going to help solve the problem. They're supporting a cause to Article 5 something to try to get money out of politics, right? Which is really the stem and the source of a lot of this, is a lot of the money in politics. There's so much dark money coming in from Russia into super PACs. There has to be. Why else are the Republicans the worst set of group voting people at party ever? Why else is that? Are they terrible people? I think they're just whores, and they're trying to get reelected. And all their money comes in, well, a majority of their money comes in from special interests. And there are big checks being written by Putin / Russian oligarchs to the super PACs. Now, our founding fathers, if they knew that this was how it was, if they understood digital money and how it moved around in 1790s, they knew that there were going to be instant transfers of millions and billions of dollars digitally across, by the speed of light, across the ocean from a foreign hostile power could influence our elections, and nobody would know, that our courts would make it legal to hide this money and not report who's giving it. If they understood the level of corruption, the level of power that other people want to exercise on us, like Putin and his money. Think about people that are billionaires. Think about what you would do if you had $10 billion. Wouldn't you try to take over the world? Think about it. You're looking at everyone around you making 50,000 rubles a year, and you've got $10 billion in the ability to make money at your whim. Wouldn't you? Aren't there these... There are traits of humanity that are not admirable, that are self-interested, highly self-interested. If we weren't self-interested people, then our race would be different. If we didn't fight to the death in the middle of your Greek Call that building out. The Olympiad, what the hell is that circular one in Greece where they would fight? It'll come to me later. If we're dueling and we did that because we're competitive people and we have a hunt in us. Otherwise, we would have been killed off by another species, essentially. So we still have that trait, although we've learned also to work with each other, which is why our species has thrived. So the majority of us are compassionate and empathetic and work with others. And then there are people like Putin who kill their rivals within eyeshot of the Kremlin because they can. So what's weird is that guy controls our guy in the White House. So, freedom of information starts to push out the truth that we realize that our intelligence community is the first to know because they got to read all the text messages. They got to trace the finances. We see what's going on. It took us a while. Hey, 6 months ago, we were still all saying there's just a lot of smoke with Russia. Like, we have no idea what's going on. When in reality, it's true. Like, Trump owes his business livelihood to Putin, basically, like, directly. That's what you have in the White House. That's the only thing that makes any sense. It's the only thing when you really look at everything that's going on. Let's talk about more things that Trump does that only align with what Putin wants. Pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. Why on earth would you do that? Well, if you're trying to take over the world, the first thing you need to do is weaken the standing of the country who is your greatest rival. The country that people consider to be kind of running a lot of the world. The country that has the reserve currency of the US dollar that the rest of the world still uses. People don't go to China and change in for rubles. No, they're like, oh, give me some rubles so that I can go buy some iPhone 6 parts. No, they want dollars. And you need to weaken us. How are you going to weaken us? Well, make us one of only like three countries that aren't in. The other country is a country that everyone's actively bombing, freaking Syria, right? And then one of the Central American countries or Uruguay or something said it didn't go far enough. Right? Everybody else is in. Why would you tell Trump, all right, you're going to exercise your power. You're going to be a dick. Putin sits back jerking off watching Trump do this. And he must. He sends his guys to go to the White House to tell. He sits down and has his conversation with Trump at the G8 or whatever, G10 or whatever it was. And nobody can hear what they're saying. Yeah, he's like, yeah, they know what's going on. And the truth is, think about it from Trump's perspective. Trump is nothing when he's not president anymore. He is done. He's done because he's spent. So not only is he going to be universally hated, but now Trump has no need for him if he's really out of power completely. Because all that procuring of this asset was so that Trump could be dangerous, I guess, politically. What foresight by Putin, if that is really true? I mean, that's absolutely amazing. None of us thought that Trump could ever come close to the presidency, but they hijacked a party of whores. I mean, the Republicans are a party of ugly old white whores. Yeah. And they're owned. And money is evil. It's crazy. It's crazy what's going on. So I just see these things that Trump does, and the only context and light in which they make sense is that he's just owned. And he is owned. We know this. We know that he owes billions of dollars, right, to the Deutsche Bank, and that money came from Putin, basically. So I think, we don't need to know anywhere. Now, what's amazing is that the Republicans also are so owned that they won't literally pull this treasonous whack job out of the White House. They will allow him to sit there. So it's kind of up to the intelligence community and the courts to back up and be American. And for that to work, which it will work because it's the right side of history, but for that, and Trump is not going to live forever, and Trump is not going to be a dictator forever. And you think that Jared Kushner is going to get up in front of everyone and talk everyone down like Trump does? The one talent that Trump does have is that he shuts everybody down by being authoritative and anything that comes at him, he will just blatantly lie to your face and never admit anything he doesn't want to, and no regard for the truth. And you can't call him on it because he's president now. So you call him on it, he just does what he wants. He's one of the reason why he's one of the worst people to be president, not only because he's owned by an adversarial foreign power, that's one reason. The other reason is that he just doesn't listen to reason. He just doesn't. What motivates him is, I guess, if you know that you lie to everyone all the time, and that's how you live, your life is you're constantly burning this candle of lies in front of everyone, and you can't really digest it and accept that that's your life. You have to say, I'm a good person, and I do what you have to do in business, which is making a score, a cut and a deal. Right? Talk about cutting a deal. Cutting a deal is, hey, I've got a building here, a bunch of concrete, and I'm going to put a big price tag on it, and I want you to sign on the dotted line. And that's a deal. What's behind that and the substance behind it? Is the building livable? What's the future going to be like? Is this a good investment for people? Should we do something? Those kind of questions, I don't think he ever even contemplates because it's too complicated. It's too complicated for him. He doesn't care. It has nothing to do with him. It's devoid of empathy. That's why he's such a miserable person to be president. So we got to get him out before the end of the year. And as people learn what we have in the White House, it will become obvious. It's going to become obvious. It's already getting there. And it's going to become more obvious as all the investigation stuff plays itself out, because that's not going away. You can't, even if he tried to fire Mueller, they could just rehire him, and it's already going. You can't fire, if he tries to fire everyone, I don't know how that isn't complete obstruction of justice immediately. They have the obstruction of justice dangling string right there, and it's kind of like, all right, if you pull any of this BS, Trump, we already know what you are. If you try to fire people, we already know it's obstruction of justice. We have you on Comey obstruction of justice. Like, that's done and done. So we just immediately, could you strong arm the Republicans into impeachment? And I think the only way you can do that is to also out them as getting all their Russian money from super PACs and having them stand up to that and say, all right, everybody, we pass a law. That's what we have to do. We have to pass a law to get the dark super PAC money out of politics. Like, every dollar has to be accounted for. And there have to be real repercussions for money that's coming in that isn't accounted for, or that's BS money, or that's actually, because if we're going to implicitly allow foreign money to finance our elections and own our representatives, we should expect that those who are financing those campaigns are going to get their way in our government. And if that's another foreign government or a foreign person like Putin, then we are allowing ourselves to be taken over from the inside through financing of our elections. And it's a tough issue to unite people around because it's not glamorous. But we need a law saying every dollar that goes into a campaign has to be accounted for, and packing or pooling money together, even if it's not coordinating with a candidate, still has to be tracked. And it's a freaking felony and a half if you take money from a foreign government over a certain amount. Yeah, it's got to be that way. Huge issue. So anyway, a million things going on there because we got to get him out. We got to get him out. And it's obvious now. And we shouldn't be completely scared because they're, like I said, the courts and the intelligence community are still working properly as properly as they can right now. And I'm real happy with what the FBI did. The FBI really saved this country, I think. If if I won't get into it, but yeah, they have. So I think we have reason to be hopeful, but we need to get the contingent of Americans that are angry and racist and upset with their lives to accept that the government that they once put their faith in for being America is not the presidency and it's not Donald Trump. It's the intelligence community because they're the lifers, and it's mostly the courts. It's a good portion of the courts. That's where our independence as America comes from. And in some ways, it's sort of Congress, but Congress is much more like the presidency now than it is like the courts, or definitely it's not like the intelligence community. And when I say the intelligence community, I mean people that care about protecting this country and are concerned about America, concerned about us having sovereignty and being protected from adversaries. You're talking CIA, FBI, NSA, all these agencies. They're bureaucratic in many ways, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, because it's good to run ideas through a million people when they affect everyone. And those people are really what America is now. Because think about it this way. Think about it if your NSA was evil or your FBI was evil. You're getting a taste of what ICE is evil if you're an illegal immigrant right now. It's not that they're evil. They're being instructed to do things that hurt a lot of people's feelings, even though they may technically or legally be the right thing to do. You know, somebody's been here for 20 years and they haven't committed any crimes. Or they had DUI 15 years ago, but now they have teenage kids or whatever, and they own a restaurant. You know, those people, you send them back to Guatemala, and why? Why are we doing that again? Because they had a DUI in 1999. Okay, I mean, really? Now, that sucks, right? Well, that's what they're doing. What you're seeing with the intelligence community, though, is a group of people that are doing their best to say that we are not an intolerant society. And I think that your neo-Nazis and your KKK people, I think they can actually respect that. I think they do have respect for the FBI still. I think they do have respect for the CIA. These same people who say they have, I'm just an American and I respect my president. That's kind of what it is. They were mentioning that on the Young Turks today, which is where I brought up the Young Turks, is Cenk said something about, you know, these people won't abandon Trump. And there was a guy who, there was a Trump supporter who pretended to be a Bernie Sanders supporter and then wrote obscenities on a school playground or something. And then he got caught because he was on video and they found out that he was actually a Trump supporter and he was sorry. And he said, one thing he said was, he said, I thought that liberals are out here disrespecting our government and our presidency, but definitely said, I think, disrespecting our government. And what that made me think of is, yes, all these people in the media and really more the majority of the population openly criticizing the presidency and talking about Trump for what he is, which is, not an adult. Calling him that and saying, you know, you're disrespecting the government, you're disrespecting the presidency, right? And we are disrespecting it. And I think that makes us Americans. Maybe we shouldn't do it so openly and mockingly, but it's hard not to when you're getting it from that side. You know, the president talks to you, when the president sexually harasses women and, you know, talks that way, it's tough not to fight back in a crude fashion. So in that sense, the neo-Nazis are right or whatever, if we shouldn't disrespect it. But we also understand that the presidency is it's a man, and it's a flawed man in this case. And you have to stand up to that, otherwise you're not American and you lose your country. And I see the intelligence community standing up to that. And that's a really tough branch, or tough group of agencies to have to stand up to their boss. But I think it's making America great again. So that's the podcast for Monday.